on giving gifts. On giving gifts. We all like to give gifts because it makes us feel good. We all like to give gifts because it makes us feel that we're telling another person that we love them, that we care about them, that we want to share our joy and our happiness with them. Now, Ellen has been enjoying sending gifts to her sister. She could buy anything she wants. As the saying goes, you couldn't send her a gift from that store because she could buy the whole store if she wanted it. But you don't give a person a gift because they need it. You don't give a person a gift because they want it. You don't give a person a gift for any reason at all, except that you want to give a gift. You feel like giving it. How many times have you felt you wanted to give a gift to a child, and you knew that if you gave the gift to the child, it'd be misunderstood? If you give a gift to the child, they say, oh, you're just trying to win his affection, win his attention, win his blessing. And that oftentimes is true. We give gifts because we want to get their attention and affection. We want to let them know that we care. But how do we go about it? That's oftentimes a very difficult thing to do. How do you go about giving a gift? Do you give a gift because it's fun for you to give it? Or do you give a gift and then do you send a gift to a person? Like, for instance, Ellen likes to send a gift to her sister in Germany, and she is living here in California. And so she sends a gift that she wants to have her sister have. And she sends her gift to her sister, and this is a gift of a teddy bear that Ellen has treasured, and she knows her sister would probably enjoy it too, but she doesn't really care. She just wants to have that teddy bear take her love to her sister. So she sends the teddy bear, and her sister doesn't say anything. The weeks go by. She sent the teddy bear, and she is just curious. Oh, she's so curious. Did the sister get the teddy bear? Did she get the teddy bear? Did she get the teddy bear? Finally, she breaks down, and she says, Marlis, I mailed you a teddy bear the other day as a gift. Did you get it? And Marlis said, no, I didn't. And Ellen says, well, you must have. I'll put a searcher on it. And so Ellen puts a searcher on it. And lo and behold, the gift is still here in the post office. It didn't get out for some reason or other. It got stuck in a corner and did not get mailed out. And Ellen said, I knew something was wrong. I knew. Well, if Ellen had not been such a queasy giver, she wouldn't have cared. If she didn't hear from her sister when she sent her one teddy bear, then she just sends her another teddy bear, maybe a month apart. And pretty soon, she keeps sending her sister's teddy bears until her sister said, Ellen, why are you sending me all these teddy bears? And Ellen says, oh, really? Did you get a teddy bear? And Ellen knew that she got the teddy bear. But her sister isn't one for saying thank you. She isn't one for saying, oh, that's so lovely of you to send me a teddy bear that I didn't even want. And I put the teddy bear with my other puppy dogs and teddy bears on the back of the couch, and he sort of got forgotten there. He's with the rest of the gang. He's with my family. And you say, oh, that sounds so lovely. But if we give a gift because we want a response from somebody, we're going to find that we're going to have to work for it, because people just don't give responses. Ellen's sister is not unusual. She's not unusual in not responding when something comes as a gift to her in the mail or something from someone. Many of us as children were told, now you give Aunt May a big kiss and tell her how much you appreciate the new shoes that she gave you. And you give Aunt Marie a big smooch and tell her that it was so nice of you to give you the old trousers of her son's, that they didn't wear out and that they're just the perfect size for you now. I don't feel like giving them thanks for that. I don't feel like saying thank you. But we give thanks not because of the gift. We give thanks because of the idea that was sent, the love that was sent, the goodness. Now, you can take the pair of old trousers that were your cousins and that you didn't really want to wear in the first place and that they were tired of wearing. And you could just sort of put them in the bottom of your drawer, or they could end up down in the basement or up in the attic or in some box in the garage, and you virtually will never see them again. And by the time you do see them again, you are maybe too big now for them to even fit, so you never do have to wear them. But you see, there's always gains. Why are you giving gifts? What is your purpose of giving a gift? What's my purpose of giving a gift? Do I give a gift because I want someone to say thank you to me? Oh, you're always so thoughtful, so nice. I go into hospital rooms, and I go with people. And I used to do a lot of this when I was traveling in Europe. And they'd take me into these German hospitals, and I'd go and greet people who were attending my seminars and so forth. And I would say to them, well, it's so nice to see you. And my friends who would take me to the hospital would say, no, you have to take them a basket of flowers. And I say, no. Well, you have to take them a gift. You must. I am taking them the gift of me. I am the gift. I am the gift of love. I am the gift of joy. They look at me and they smile. Oh, hi, Herb. How are you doing? They don't look at my teddy bear and say, oh, what a nice teddy bear. You know, or my flowers. Put them over there. Do this here. But, you know, I don't want those flowers. I don't want to touch them. I don't want them in my presence. I don't want to put them somewhere. And they don't really mean that, but that's really what they mean. They do not care so much about the outer gift as they do about the inner gift of you and me, which we give. When we are giving a gift because it pleases us, then we're giving the gift. And if in giving the gift it is sufficient thanks, we don't need someone to say, please, write a thank you letter to Aunt Gussie for that wonderful hat that she sent you, you know. And no way. That's not the reason. Write a thank you letter to Aunt Gussie because she thought of you. Not what the gift was or not what the gift wasn't, or not the fact that she's a millionaire and she could send you a couple million and wouldn't miss it in a moment, but because she thought of you. And you don't, and you're not going to butter her up because she's a rich lady and she eventually will leave you some in her will. You don't have all these ulterior motives. What you do is you have the love, appreciating that they gave you a gift. Thank you for the gift. They gave you a gift. Thank you for thinking about me. They gave you a gift. Thank you. That was very wonderful. I'm always thinking of you too. I was going to take you a clump of flowers that I picked out of the garden the other day, but by the time I got them in the house, they were all wilted, and they didn't want to make the trip to the hospital to visit you. Didn't want to make the trip to your house to visit you. The thought is the attitude. The thought is the real gift. And when we can learn how to have the right thoughts when we're giving our gifts, the gift, whether received or not, whether sent or not, doesn't matter. I oftentimes think of doing nice things for my son. And I think, now if I had a lot of extra money, I'd like to buy him a beautiful house in the valley. A beautiful house which would have room for him and his wife and his dogs, and they could live so happily. But right now they're living in a cozy little snuggly bug, and their house is filled with 13 dogs, and they just are so happy and they love it. If I give them this big house in the valley, will they begin to even start filling the rooms? And then, so I'd like to see him have his own airport and his own hangar, his own manufacturing plant that he has up on the hill down in the valley, because it would be a little better from my point of view. Well, now, I buy this for him. Is he going to like it? For me, the greatest joy in giving that gift is giving the gift in my heart, in my mind, mentally see me giving the gift to him, and not another word is spoken. And perhaps I never do give the gift, but I have given it in my heart, and I have had the joy of giving it. And I've had the joy of him receiving and saying, thanks, Dad, that's super, wow. I would never thought of doing that. I have so many other projects in mind that I spend my money on, you know. And I think there's a bunch more dogs at the shelter that need to have a loving father, and I'd go pick them up. and I'd bring them home. And yes, and I'd hire a person to help me take care of them so that I could take them all out on walks and stuff like that. You see, our joy in the things that we think are going to be a blessing are not one tiny bit as much as the joy of what is really in the heart of the person that you're giving it to. So give it freely, without strings. Give it freely, without any attachments to it, saying that you must appreciate this. But just give it freely. And if they, in turn, give it to someone else, say, how wonderful. I gave a car to my son the other day, and he appreciated it. He said, that's nice. He drove it around a little while. And then his wife, this happened to be a lady that he loves very dearly. His wife, this is somebody who is the treasure of his heart and who makes him feel that he's just the happiest guy in the world. His wife said, can I use the car? I want to take it to work today. And Mark said, of course, anytime. I'm not using the car half the time anyway. Why don't you take it all the time? And she says, oh, can I? Oh, I'd love that. And so then she started driving that car every day to work and to her other activities. And a car that I gave to Mark for him to use, well, he used it far greater than I could have ever appreciated by giving it to someone that he dearly loved and that he appreciated using it. Now, could there be any greater gift than that? Well, we don't need to put strings on it. But we do appreciate it. Whenever anyone takes a gift that we give and turns around and gives it to someone else, we say, oh, it keeps giving, it keeps giving, it keeps giving. So, on giving gifts, give them without a string attached. Give them with your whole heart. Give them with all the measure that you are. And watch how fantastic it turns out to be for everyone else in your world. Have a lovely day. And give gifts of yourself first, and then of anything else that you want to. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. And these are my gifts that I give every moment of my life.